Down to Business, sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas, wherever you are.
We generally associate family businesses with reliability, trustworthiness and longevity. And for most of us, the family nature of a company is one of its main selling points. So what about businesses that are run by friends? Can they work just as well? And what's it like mixing the personal with the professional when blood is not the link binding everybody together? On this week's Industry Review, we're talking to friends in business and we're joined by three groups of entrepreneurial chums. They are indeed Elizabeth Fingleton and Kate Purcell from Obeo, Alex Laws and Alan Wolfe from Whiplash Beer, and Dennis McAuliffe, Farah Irfan, and Casey Siricha from Everything IT. How are you all?
Very good.
Thank you.
Now, listen to that. It's like being in Croke Park here with some of the people in the studio. I'm going to start with the IT lads, and Dennis, you might tell us about the business, just to put us in context.
Okay, well, Everything IT is a managed IT services company. So we basically, we're like your outsourced IT department. If you have a firm of, I don't know, accountants that have no idea how to set up email infrastructure servers or where to get computers or how to set them up, we go in and we basically supply and install and configure and maintain that entire setup. So, we'll basically come in and draw up a plan for you, say, you need to get a server, you need to get computers, you need to get all this cabling done in this way. We'll go online, we'll set up your email servers using cloud-based services, which is what everyone's doing these days. And then on top of that, we also provide support help desk services. And a whole lot more. We're called Everything IT, so we do a lot. I could bore you for a long time with this.
Stay there, because I often have IT problems that I need sorting out, so we may need to call on you just yet. Okay, let's bring in our next guest. We've got Alex and Alan from Whiplash Beer. Lads, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much.
Tell us about Whiplash, and I see you've brought some beer, which we can't drink now, unfortunately, but I'm looking forward to having it later when I'm out on the boat a bit later. Open a can.
A few bag of cans. Yeah.
So tell us about Whiplash.
We're a brewery without an actual physical brewery. So it's quite an unusual project like that. Both myself and Alan are both brewing professionals. Basically, we've been working in the beer industry for really since we left school, both of us. And through meeting, we actually developed up to working in physical breweries between Guinness, Rye River, and then we decided to set up a small artisanal brewing project, which is what Whiplash is, where we basically make batch to batch of the most interesting beer that we decide that we can make in different people's breweries. We can it on site, send it out into the market, and then we move on to the next.
Amazing business. That sounds great. Okay, we'll find out more about that in a second. Okay, and then our third suite of mates that are entrepreneurs is Elizabeth Fingleton and Kate Purcell. And we've got Elizabeth here, and Kate is on the phone. So how are you, Kate?
I'm great, thank you, Bobby. How are you?
Now, Elizabeth is very nervous here. She's bursting to talk to me, so you might tell us about the business if you would.
I don't believe that for a second. So basically, Obeo, it's quite simply kind of the hassle-free way to take your the fuss out of food waste recycling. So it's essentially a compostable box that you throw all your food waste into, and then when it's full, it goes straight into your brown bin. So it's really clean and really quick. So we have a solution at the moment for domestic customers, for householders, but we've just developed a solution for commercial premises, which would be cafes, canteens, restaurants and things like that, to help those people reach or fulfill their food waste recycling obligations and also save them money at the same time.
Okay, all right. So that sounds like a neat business. It's innovative. It's in the space of recycling and reusing. So we'll talk a bit more about that in a second. So let me go back to the lads here from Everything IT. So how did you come together? Would I be right in saying that you were mates because you used to cover each other on holidays? Was that how much it happened?
So when I left school, I basically set up as a sole trader, and some years later I met these two guys and they had their own company, but we were a bit younger, a little bit more disorganised than we are say today, and there was no real room for taking holidays, so just out of that it kind of came into a situation where, you know, if Casey, you know, because myself and Casey would be technical, where Faraz would be more on the business end of things, we would cover each other when you need to go on holidays, because everyone needs to go on holidays at some point in the year. So we did that for a while, and then after a while we decided, you know, we ended up living in the same house, actually, with groups of friends and stuff. And then we were doing that for a while, and we decided, you know, we could probably do this better if we set up a new company, scrap the other two entities and do it, you know, right from the start.
So Casey, did you know each other? Did you know each other pre-work, or did you become friends through work?
Oh, no, we knew each other pre-work. We were introduced through a mutual friend and in a social setting. So it was... it was long before we started working together. We were good friends. We lived together for a few years, and it pretty much just escalated from there.
Now, Faraz, you're the business brain here. These are the two techies, so
indeed,
you have to make sense of it all. You're the fellow who has to organise that the wages get paid every week.
For sure.
What's it like managing two mad tech heads?
It was actually, it's not that bad. It was difficult in the start, but like we've kind of done well from there, and like we gelled together really well, and it's been actually 7 years now since we've everything IT. Before that, myself and Casey were involved in another setup, which was really small. It was just me and him. And from there, we kind of, you know, Dennis came into the picture through common friends, and we used to hang out all the time. And from there, it just kind of grew, and we've around 7 engineers now, and we have some administrative staff, plus like we have contractors as well who work with us.
Okay, yeah. So it's become a significant business.
Completely. Yeah.
Can I ask you then about the strains that friendship and business can bring? So you've got a fusion there of, you know, often we try and separate our business and our domestic life just because that's what we kind of naturally inclined to do.
Yeah.
Do you find that if you're friends and there's a problem in the business, that it's more difficult or easier to talk about or
to deal with? It's a lot easier because, like, I mean, friendship come first, and then we went into the business. So, you know, like, we always had that thing in us that, you know, whatever happens, like, we just want to be kind of in the same business together and just work from there. And I think it's easier if you kind of have this understanding between yourselves, and we kind of do.
Makes it easier to hash out ideas. There's less barriers and less of a filter, I suppose.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
Right.
Although it does have its complications as well, you know, because it can be hard to make decisions as well sometimes, because you can't really, you know, if you've got two, you know. Yeah, you know, there's actually four. You see three of us here, but there is a fourth person involved who joined after a year, and he's now a shareholder within the company as well. He couldn't make it today, but I mean,
we don't have a studio big enough.
But I mean, he brought a lot of business with him as well, and you know, so effectively, there's four real key decision makers. So that can be challenging.
When you're
trying to get anything done, you know, especially if you've got two people wanting to do one way and two people wanting to do another way. So it has its advantage, but again, I think it's an overwhelmingly positive experience.
Yeah.
We get on so well with each other.
I think as well, everybody's right and everybody's wrong. This is the problem.
And the other thing, just to say it, is that you have a shared burden. You know, when there's a problem, there's four people to solve it.
Which is a huge divide out the roles within the company.
And the funny thing is, he's a friend as well. Like, we knew him as friend before, since he joined. Like,
okay. Let's get the Brewers back in here and ask about their life. You guys used to go on piss-ups before you set up this business. Is that right? How you came together?
We still do.
Oh, God. So it's all about research and development.
Yeah,
tell us about that.
It's all about research and development. So we go on what we call beer holidays.
Yeah.
We take some
fact-finding missions.
Fact-finding missions. We take some amazing beers and get to call it work, and then come home and develop a plan to do something similar or something completely different depending on what we've tasted. So...
Is beer like beer today? Is it a bit like coffee in the mid 90s when we were starting to discover all this stuff about I often say it, when I worked in Bewley's, there was two types of coffee, black and white.
Right.
Is it the same with beer, that we no longer have, the world of Guinness, Harp, and Heineken?
Well, to be fair to it, beer is something that's indigenous to our actual culture. I mean, it goes back thousands of years, and really our loss of kind of knowledge of the different types of beers that are out there is really something that just came, you know, post First World War, and in terms of industrialisation. population. You just really had, you know, two breweries, three breweries maybe in Ireland. But prior to that, you would have had, in just this area of the city, there would have been 50 breweries operational prior to all of that as well.
So it's just a life cycle, really.
Well, Irish consumers are rediscovering it, you know. So we want to be at the forefront of that because, I mean, we dedicated ourselves to it before it all kicked off again.
And craft beer, and again, just to try and draw an analogy, is it like, I suppose, it's a geeky kind of place. So is there a lot of sort of social stuff that happens? Because again, with the coffee baristas, they're the same. They're these sort of far out guys that live in a world that, you know, is everything revolves around your craft, which is your beer.
There's definitely the nerdy element of it and the nerdy aspect of it, and we sometimes partake in that and sometimes we don't. And when you go to a beer festival, you'll see a corner of the nerdy things going on, and everyone else generally just enjoying themselves and getting to try new flavours and all. It's definitely there, but beer is just about fun, particularly craft beer.
Now, just getting back to the friends and business thing, how do you guys create, how do you decide what you're doing next, and how do you resolve conflict?
Go on. Yeah, I'll actually...
Just go for a beer.
I was going to say, I don't even like them.
the dynamic that we really have within the business is, you know, Alan would generally handle... Alan manages me to a certain extent, and in terms of he's the business mind and I'll be the kind of creative mind, so I'll have a fairly clear idea of what type of beers that I want to make. I'll generally make a list of everything that I want to produce for the year, and Alan is the best person. He's got a great commercial mind to understand when we're actually going to do that, when we can achieve that, how we can schedule it with different people, and then I'll go out and I'll get the raw materials together and stuff.
So is one of the secrets about being friends in business then that you're very much on different ends of the business, so you're not crowding each other out and you both have your separate skills?
When we actually met to start this up, and when we sat down in a pub, as you'd imagine, over a beer, we literally put out a list together of every skill set that we're actually going to have to achieve, who's going to handle commercials, who's going to handle this aspect, and we just put a name beside every one, and then once that's down and we had it on paper, we just don't step on each other's toes once it's in there, and just respect that the other person is far more skilled at that area than you are, even though you might have an idea to it. The guy said there, you're going to remain friends at the end of it as well, so you just have to delegate, you have to hands off to the other person's skill set.
Okay, let's get the ladies back in here, because I don't want to be accused of a male dominated argument here. Elizabeth, you were working on some sort of masters together, is that right? The origins of your friendship, let's talk about that for a second.
So I was introduced to Kate through my cousin, who was 2 years below her in the National College of Art and Design doing industrial design, and she told me that, oh, I know a girl who is looking for someone to kind of help her on her masters in sustainable design, and I was actually just leaving KPMG at the time and I was looking for a career change into something creative, so I met up with Kate. We really hit it off, and we're actually reading the same book at the time, so we felt like we'd loads in common, and
so you bonded over a book.
It was Tom Zaki, Revolution in a Bottle. He's the guy who set up TerraCycle in the US, so it was all about recycling and upcycling, and I'm not experienced in design or anything, so I felt like I was getting this link into this world of like creativity and design through Kate, so it was very exciting.
And again, it's sort of like the lads there, you're friends, but you're kind of opposites in terms of the skill sets.
Yeah, I was listening to the lads there, and that's exactly it. And I think that's the reason why we can avoid conflict, is because we just look after separate sides of the business, and I can't do what Kate does. And we always joke, like, well, I'd hate to do what you do.
Kate, surely that's not true, that there's no conflict in this business.
Oh, well...
You're not here with us in the studio, so you go on, tell us. You can tell me. No one else can hear you.
I can't see Lizzie.
Tell me all about it.
Go on, Kate.
No, there is. There's always conflict. And I think as well, because like we do have very different roles in the business, but we're also very different, so we have loads of different personalities, and we'd have lots of different opinions about things. But I think that's where kind of a good friendship is important, because we can actually at this stage be brutally honest with each other and still have a respect for each other and the other person's opinion, and I think that is kind of what it does come down to in the end. Because you're not going to agree on everything. Like, I mean, we wouldn't even agree on what to eat for lunch, so you know, never mind like big business decisions. But we have learned, I guess, over the years working together, how to talk things through and, I guess, deal with issues when they arise rather than letting things build up.
No, that's good. And could I ask maybe the lads about, I don't know if any of you have any experience of working with family, but working with family can be tricky as well. Even though the good thing about family is you can shout and roar at each other and then generally you're able to move on because... So the family... business dynamic versus the friendship one. Would you see them being different, Dennis?
I would say so, yeah. I would say, I mean, I haven't worked with family now, per se. I'd say maybe you have a bit more experience in that regard for us, but I'd say it probably would be different in that family. You know, you grow up with these people, you know, like, so there's a lot more sort of history there. Yeah. You know, like, I know these guys here, what, about 11, 12 years now, you know, but it's, yeah. when you grow up with somebody, you know them your whole life, so I'd say it is different, yeah.
And would you guys then? Would you guys socialise outside of work still?
Well, we would, but yeah. I'd say to a lesser extent. I mean, yeah. When we formed the company, you know, for example, Fraz didn't have a wife and kids. Now he does, you know. Yeah. So you know, he can't be out hanging out with us.
It's
you know,
changed.
You know, I'm married now as well, and you know, so the socialising isn't as much as it used to be.
Yeah.
But we still do hang out. You know, we try to get out. You know, on a Friday after work if we can. For a bit of food or, you know, go for lunch as a company and that kind of stuff, you know. It would be less and less. I mean, to be fair, we are taking the business a lot more seriously than we would have when we formed it. It's 7 years down the road now, so.
And again, you have more responsibilities.
Oh, a huge amount more, yeah. You know, and it's you know, when we formed the business, you know, if people are meant to show up at 8:30, they didn't necessarily, you know, but now it's, you know, you're in there at 8:30 or, you know, it's a more serious affair, so, yeah.
Okay,
so.
I'm going to end with the with my Whiplash friends. In the world of beer, does everybody have to show up on time? Is that one of the golden rules?
The beer doesn't know what time it is. So I was in this morning, I'll be back in later on, and we just work to the yeast schedule. That's how we work it.
Yeah, so and is it based on production and sales, it can be a 7-day business or it can be whatever it needs to be.
Precisely.
I might
get a slot that starts at 1 a.m. and I'll be working till 8 or 9 in to get that beer through, and that's how you live it, yeah. Yeah.
Last quick word to you, Liz. Would you recommend getting into business with a friend?
Yeah, I'd really recommend it. I mean, it's great in the fact that you can pick each other up on your down days, and if one person is off, the other person is, you know, can be positive. So I think that it's all that up and down, and I wouldn't have chosen anything else than to go into business with Kate. So it's been a really great 7 years so far.
Okay, well, listen, thank you all so much for coming in, and we had a bit of fun with it as well. So it really is great to see that mates can be in business. Big thanks to my guest, Elizabeth Fingleton and Kate Purcell from Obeo. Alex Laws and Alan Wolfe from Whiplash, and thanks for the beer, lads. And also Dennis McAuliffe, Faraz Irfan and Casey Sirchia from Everything IT. Well done to you, lads, and keep that business going.
Down to Business, sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas, wherever you are.